AM. For more information, 318-451-6733. You don't want to miss the Mother's Day brunch at the Divine Hideaway, another sponsor of this station.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We were talking about say what God says. And we were reading 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 and 3. And I'm going to read that again for you. It says, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. This is what God is telling us to do. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. So you gotta see that we're in a season now where people don't want to hear the word. They don't want to hear you tell them anything that's going against what they want to do. And verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears. Saints of God, this is the time that we're in right now. They want a teacher and a preacher to tell them things that what you're doing, it's okay. So you can keep on doing this. It's okay. I don't think God will put you out of heaven for that. But saints of God, God said you got to be instant in season and out of season. He said you reprove these people. You rebuke them. You exhort them with long suffering and doctrine. He said because they don't want to endure and hear sound doctrine anymore. And we're in that time right now. So just like Jesus and the disciples preached and they taught the gospel every chance and everywhere they went, they taught the gospel, even when it wasn't popular, even when people didn't want to hear it. You know, they were thrown in jail. They were thrown in prison because of that preaching the gospel. But when they got out of jail and out of the prisons, they went right on preaching the word of God, because that's the commission. That's what you have to do. This is not something we might do, we should do. This is something that we have to do if we are men and women of God. If we're called to preach, teach, or any one of those offices, then that's the thing that we're supposed to do. And also as Christians, as the believer, this is also your work and what you're supposed to do. Don't think you're getting off of this. You have to do it also. You know, they still preach this gospel, even though they were thrown in jail. So, what are we to do? You know, what are we to do? Preaching is the God-ordained means to prevent defection or desertion from the truth. To keep people from deserting the truth, or defecting from the truth, that means just, okay, we don't want this no more. We don't want the gospel anymore. Then that's what he said preaching is for. That's what he ordained us to preach, so that his word could continue on and his people could be saved. You know, if the preachers don't preach, if they don't preach God's word, the people will turn and they won't adhere to sound doctrine. And this is what's going on right now, saints of God. And we don't want that to happen, because this is an awesome task that God has given us. He has given us the credentials, the power, if you will. We have the power. We have his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding. We have the power backing us when we preach the word with conviction. And when we preach the word in faith, believing that everything everything that God say, my God is coming to pass. And see, that's what the people need to hear today. They don't need to hear a little lukewarm gospel. People that's with itching ears just going around preaching and saying things that, okay, this is what I know they want to hear. They want to hear something about the money. They want to hear something about what's going on in the world. They want to hear about the election, you know. So this is what we'll talk on. This is what we'll preach on. But you're sending them to hell when you do that, because God's word is going to save them from the pit. But when you don't preach it, they don't have no place to go but to the pit, you know. And the Bible says they'll turn to teachers who appeal to this itching ear that they have, meaning these teachers, they will tell people what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. See, we need to tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. But these teachers that they go looking for with these itching ears, you know, these teachers, they tell people what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. Jesus tells us that the gospel is good news. It was in the day of Jesus when he preached it, and it's still necessary for the New Testament church. You know, these days we have preachers saying something, you know, some parts of the gospel isn't relevant for today. We have some of them saying that. It's not relevant for today. But let me tell you something. God forbid, heaven forbid, that you preach or teach on all these unmarried folks. Well, heavens forbid if you start preaching on the unmarried folks and what they do. You know, what they're doing today. It's so unpopular when we preach messages on that. You know, and you don't dare teach or preach about natural affection. Romans 1 and 25 says, he said, the people change the truth of God to a lie. That's what they're doing. They change the truth of God into a lie. And they worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. When we know what the creature, we know what the creature is. It's us, it's people. And God is the creator. So they worship and serve people. You know, they'll, oh, it's some high enchilant somebody, you know, with a lot of money, and somebody that's high prestige and have a lot of power, world power. These are the people that we'll bow down to, but we serve them rather than the creator, which is God who created us. We'd rather believe these people and the high muck-a-muck people. We'd rather believe them than to believe the one that created us. Oh, that's sad. That's sad. And the Bible says God gave these people up. He gave them up. You know, he withdrew his graciousness. God withdrew his power and his graciousness from them, because they would rather serve the creature rather than the creator. They'd rather serve people rather than God. You know, and Paul says in Romans 1, 26, maybe 22 and 26, Paul said, the women change natural use in that which is against nature. We all know what that is. He said, the women change the natural use unto that which is against nature. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lusts one for another, man with man, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. We have a choice today. You know, we all have a choice. We can choose to make God our choice. We can choose to serve God and do the things that God has told us to do and not do the things that he told us not to do. We have a choice. God is not going to change. We can water down this message. We can be one of those teachers with itching ears that will tell them, tell the people what they want to hear and not tell them what they need to hear, but God will judge us for that. And we will pay the price and we will pay the penalty for not teaching and preaching the word like God tells us to. You know, because God is not going to change. David said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It's already settled. And he's not going to unsettle it for not one person here on this earth. You know, we should be thankful that we have an opportunity to work ourselves up to the tree of life, that we can just do the things that God say do it, and we don't have to die. Jesus died for us. We ought to be very happy and very grateful that this God has done this for us. If we want eternal life with God in heaven, then we need to stop fooling ourselves. I say like Paul, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, first to the Jew and also unto the Greek." This is what Paul says. And we need to say the same thing. Preachers, teachers, prophets, believers, every believer, you need to not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. No, I'm not ashamed of the word of God. I'm not ashamed to preach the word. I'm not ashamed to teach the word. And I'm sure not ashamed to live the word. So, you know, if you draw up when you hear the message, then you just draw up. But I don't intend for God to say, "Well, you didn't preach it and you didn't teach it like I told you to." He's not going to rake me over the coals for that. I'm going to tell it just like he tell it to me and just like he reveal it to me. You know, I'm not ashamed to preach and teach the word or live the word. I intend to make heaven my home. You know, all Christ-like individuals should feel the same. And I didn't say Christians, because everybody under the sun calls themselves a Christian. I said Christ-like. If you like Christ, you ain't stealing, you ain't cheating, you're not gambling, you're not homemonging, you're not running around, you're not sleeping around, you're not doing none of those weird things. So I said Christ-like, not Christians. You know, everybody believes that they are Christians. There's no need to pretend and to try and change the word to fit us. God knows who's his. He sees our flaws. He sees our faults and our secret sins. God knows what's in our heart, and he knows our thoughts before we even think them. So tell me, who do people think they're fooling? Do you think you're fooling God? God forbid. So, saints of God, let me tell you something. The word of God says is that we should pray. We should pray always, and we shouldn't faint. And let me read another scripture to you about what he said. He says, this is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, and Paul is talking. He said, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, and intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Are you listening? This is our job. We are intercessors, and this is what we're supposed to do. Paul said, "I exhort you, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." See, we're lacking a lot of that today. We don't have that peaceable life. People are worried about wars and those rumors of wars that our president is just threatening all over the place. We're worried about the things that he's doing. You know, that's what the world is worried about. We're not supposed to be worried about that. We're supposed to pray. And when we pray, our God will do what we say and what we ask him to do. He said we're to pray for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable.